USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We're just a few hours away from a big announcement from President Donald Trump.
We are appointing a Supreme Court justice for now.
The president is expected to nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. She has been a leading candidate and was a finalist to be the president's second Supreme Court pick in 2018. Barrett met with the president at the White House earlier this week. If confirmed, Barrett, who serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, would be the president's third Supreme Court nominee, following Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and just the fifth woman to serve on the high court. With her ascension to the Supreme Court, Barrett would further solidify the conservative majority, widening it to 6-3 and diluting the power of Chief Justice John Roberts as a swing vote. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on restaurants and other businesses in Florida and banned local fines against people who refuse to wear masks as he seeks to be one of the first states to completely reopen their economy despite the spread of coronavirus. The Republican governor's order unleashed fresh debate in the politically divided state where the pandemic responses have become intertwined with the upcoming presidential election. The governor's announcement allows restaurants across the state to immediately reopen at full capacity and prevents any city or county from ordering them to close or operate at less than half capacity. Google's parent company has reached a $310 million settlement in a shareholder lawsuit over its treatment of allegations of executives' sexual misconduct. Alphabet said that it will prohibit severance packages for anyone fired for misconduct or is the subject of sexual misconduct investigations. A special team will investigate any allegations against executives and report to the board's audit committee. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andrew Rubin received $90 million in severance, even though several employees had filed misconduct allegations against him. Shareholder lawsuits followed, and in 2019, Google launched a board investigation over how it handles misconduct allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.